this month's subject is prospecting. There's four bullet points we're going to cover on this newsletter. First is what to bring with you. Second is body language. Third is what should you look like or dress like, and what you sound like. So I guess the first thing I'm going to talk about is what to bring. You know, I've sold in three different industries. I sold book printing in my first 10 years of my selling career. I sold office furniture my second 10 years, and now I'm selling commercial real estate. And what I learned early is that what to bring is, what I came up with, is almost like a resume of our company. And what that looked like for me was it had bullet points on how our company services the account, and also features and benefits of what we do when we service the account. The second part of that was a description of the philosophy me, Joe Cole, as a rep, would handle providing problem solving and service to that account. And the other thing that we put on there was a photograph of myself. So and something of value that the customer could take away, even if they weren't ready for us. So those are the components that I brought with me. Really, and the whole premise was to brand the company and also to make me as a sales rep a real person to deal with when they're ready to deal with me. And create the possibility, if somebody couldn't meet with me when I walked in the door, to have a chance to call us to do business. So that's pretty much what I identified to bring with me. For book printing, it was promoting our bindery capabilities, our fast turnaround for product, and our quality and aggressive pricing. For office furniture, it might be how to re-engineering the space that a company has to either upgrade their image or to fit more people efficiently in the office space they work. And for real estate, it's pretty much to make aware the buildings that we have in our territory, to sell them or to lease them. So we have information of what the lease rate is, what the price of the building is, a map of where it's located, a photograph. All of those things are in there to basically help the person who receives this to make a decision whether they have use for us at that time. The other more important, the economic reason I do it, well, this came later when I'm in the real estate company, was that I was doing blind postcard mailings, and you know, I'm wondering if people are even reading what I'm sending out. So at least I have the comfort to know that I hand-delivered my message, and also I've chunked it down to more of a rifle approach to A1, save the amount of printing that I need to do, and two, avoid paying the postage. I figure if I'm spending money for printing and if I'm spending money for postage, A1, if I hand deliver it, I'm avoiding that, and two, I'm guaranteeing that my message is getting to their building. The other dynamic is, I get a feel for where I'm sending it to, so that's pretty much what I bring. So I don't know if that will apply to you, but I believe it will. So I'll talk to you on the next subject, which is body language. How'd that sound?